bem feito.
Based on the problem with Rashi, Rashi had the Girsa, Shalkarni Shani the Ayid, Shani the Ayid. Rashi learned. The Shaila is in the Ayid, like Yerochei, like in the Kech of the Tzarez Yerochei, Atzinezek, and on the Shani the Ayid, Homo and Mikhlosa, and all Tzarez. And that's what I forget, we're still bringing a raya that when it's orcha, you pay nezik shalom, you pay megufa. So is there a problem with that? What's the raya? How do you want to be patient? Still be patient with the shayla? Maybe when it's hurt, it's maliyah, but over here, you pay megufa because it's not time to kind of medis. I explained last time, Peter Man Peretz, that the Loch Mashma Sinai doesn't allow to move from Chatzinez to Nezik Shalim. So Meil Betzem, the Tzad Tamas is talking from Kayim Medes, even out of the Knesh, Ken Zayin, even the Chama B'Maid over here, is here talking about, you know, the Chama argues when Taka becomes a Mu'an, Nezik Shalim, then the Shai Liz, you say, the Chalik of the Tam, is that change or not? But over here, where it remains, Katzinezek, then Kenzain, the Chama Maida, that half that remains is what was here till now. That's what we suggested last week. Take it or leave it. Oh, so if there's a problem, how can you push it? Rav Shaila, maybe. You can't be patient when it's taka or chay. Ain't loymer in a chenam. But also mifsha boy the rab. A balam is yeshli asher b'ayis ben yinacher. So maybe now this ain't loy meluchayir doesn't mean to say that this is what Rashi learns. Because Rashi Lehadi says not like that. Rashi Lehadi says there was still being parshed Rav Shaila. Chayir just means if you want to keep the girsa of Shani Miayid and learn a different pshat, not like Rashi, that the Gemara is not being parshed. The Gemara is not being parshed the Shaila. Rather, the Gemara is giving another possibility. How to learn the Braisa that there shouldn't be a raya. So that he says, ain't the sukkah shas? Because if you have one viable option, so why bother to have another option? And there's other way it makes sense. You're telling me that, you know, it's not muchach to say the retarfin shtickle. Yeah, because I could give you another option. Mail could still be a raya. Fine. But to say that we can just give you another option and still there won't be a raya, shkoyach. We gave you an option. There shouldn't be a raya. Go to Grip Tarfin. That's why it's Magufay, etc. So then why? Not Shani B'Ayah, it's Shani B'Ayah. So why bend over backwards, try to figure out another them? So that's what it means. The Chayin Zederach Talmud. To give another kimta when we already gave a viable option. What Taisa says.
What does have meaning? But the whole thing is trying to answer Rava. Why was somebody just going to skip Rava and just bring another answer to Raisa? Why? What does have meaning? This that we don't do this. He has to bring it down and say in the answer there for Shas.
He's just giving an option. He's giving another possibility. They're going to do. Gemara's giving another teretz. Well, what could the Gemara be doing? He can't be telling me that. There is a raya, so maybe it's telling me another case, but it's not right. I don't know.
No, why would anyone?
That's what he says. Why would anyone do it? What do you want from him? What change? I don't know.
It's the half minute. Why is he bringing it down? That's something.
Bring it down as a tzad.
That's not a tzad.
Okay. Names of the shas. Menir gives as far as the gears of the goras el gan yai loylam. Muslim Mishabayin, Fiction Midi, Lazar, Loi Pligi, we put the symbols of Rabbanon, Loi Bishani, Aminon, put the retire from Rabbanon, Elot Herbayu, Rabbanon, the Sumchis. Here we're talking about Orchayu. Ubdiyayid, Vashna Pashas, Bayadir Rava. So we're talking about it was Orchay and Ubdiyayid. Vashna Pashas, Bayadir Rava. The Eshad Dalit Sarius, the Ayah Bitsarius is Kurchayu. Right, but Zeres Kerchai. May we have a raya, and that's we see that it's Megufay. We see that even though it's Orchayu, still it's Megufay. And the Machlokes is whether Yeshada or Zeres, but either way it's Megufay. So we see that Yeshada that even when it's Orchay, you pay Megufay. Hey, Mashin the Kamar Dilma. So in Rav Shaila himself, and Rav declares. Is it the Kerem Damina law? Dilma told the regel. Says the Medayik. I mean, the second side of Gemara is like Dilma told the regel. He mash Medayik beloy shinoi. Otherwise, why are you calling me told the regel? If it's shani b'ayid, so why telling me? Why telling me Dilma told the regel? Why tell me Dilma told the regel? So the Ben Peretz dealt with this by giving a halachah katera. And it was Kipshut the Gemara saying Dilma told the regel. It means it's orche, it's told the regel. It is told the regel. The case of Rav Shaila is told the regel. But the man of parents, no. Doesn't mean it's told the regel. It means, just like, by regel, the Loch Moshe Sina tells me that even though it's mu'ud, mitchilasai, still you pay Nezek Shalem, but that's the Loch Moshe Sina tells me that even though it's mu'ud, you pay Chatzin Nezek, so too, that's what I mean, told the regel. It's not so geschmack in the words. It's not so geschmack in the words. But you learn that Al Kedekach, he says even that's what the Gemara means, even by Shana B'Yayin. The Gemara is saying, just like, that's the next step, just like the Loch Moshe Min Sinai says, that when it was Shana B'Yayin, by Regal does it three times, it doesn't, the Loch is, the Loch Moshe Min tells me that pays chatzin nezek because it's treiris, even though it's mu'ud, even though it's yayin. So too, by shana b'yayin, it tells me karen also. In other words, treiris always knocks it down. But Taisvis didn't like that. He read the Gemara Kipshutai is on Taisvis. It seems to be saying that we're only talking about, or at least when the Gemara is talking about yayin. Orchei v'yayin, not shani v'yayin, and that's told the regel. It's mamish told the regel. There's no idea because it's regel. It's mamish regel.
why does it have to be orchei to be regel, but not have to be shun to be karen?
Why?
Why does it have to be orchei to be regel, but not have to be mishuna to be karen? In that side of the Gemara. But the Gemara asks, either it's going to be karen or it's going to be regel. Or it's going to be Karen.
Not this Karen. Guys will learn that because since it's Chatzin Ezek, so it has Hadah.
So
why
does it say Aitoma? Aitoma's mantra that either it's Nidamah to Karen or it's a total of Regal.
No.
So mantra that if it's Karen, it's not Regal.
No, Aitoma, since it's total of Regal, so it's even if your first half compares, it's called the regel. Our boss says it has the name of the Karen. It has the name of Karen. It doesn't say it's Karen either, right? It says it's the name of the Karen. But then we know, since it's called the regel. It's not so sure. Mechem in the Ma'isi Allah, he does any mood. The Kati Urchei, the Dachi Urchei Ma'isi Allah. Le'el. I read the case of Hiddus. The Gemara says that's Urchei. Meila must be that the Gemara Shaila was by Orchei. The Tame the Kama Muchach, the Ma'iri Aide Shinoi. Kabhad the Bayavashi, Shin the Betrayer is a Kama, Tifshim with the Bay Rava, Yeshdo Michlal Dein Shinoi, Pirish. The Ye Shinoi, Hechi Osi, Mervi Nezek, and Nezek Shalom. What was Gemara's Raya? How did Gemara want to be Pashit, Ravashi Shaila from Rava Shaila? In the boy, right? What are we saying? Mechlal de'en shinoi pirish. V'ye shinoi. Hechiosim revi'en nezek. When it's shalom, the shayla of Yeshu, he means he pay revi'en nezek. And Rav has a shayla of Yesha Do Enada. Gemara is saying how that can't work. Why? If it's Yeshinui, if it's Yeshinui, means starting out with Ravi Nezek, how could you say the Yesh Hada? Hada means Nezek Shalom. How do you skip a step? How do you go from Ravi to Nezek Shalom? That's Tais learns Gemara's Haychacha that Rav must hold Ein Shinui. So now what do we see from there? Al Karcha must be that Rav is talking about with Mishnah. If Rav is talking about Orchei, then what Shaykh is does the Gemara have to Paishit Ravashi Shaila from Rava when Rav is talking about Orchei? The Shaila of Yeshinu is Yeshinui. Rav is not talking about Shinui. So Ma Keshe B'chal. What's the Gemara Shaila B'chal? Pelotzim. That Gemara is okay. This is very clear that Rav Shaila was a case of O. Case of O. Case of Shinui. Case of Shinui. It's Karen or not. The question. The whole time we're calling is that, does that mean it's Karen?
I don't
know.
Not learning that sugya. But why? What's the problem from jumping from Ravi to Nezek to Nezek to Shinui? Why is that a problem?
You see that the Hadah goes from Chatzi Tishah to Nezek Shalom, right? So you see that the Hadah only doubles it.
That's the only case we have it. But who said that if you have it in a different case, it won't work that way also?
Okay, I hear the question. If the Hadah that says goes to Hadah makes it Nezek Shalom. Okay, see? Maybe that'll be a teretz. If you learn, you want to learn it, the second lashon of Rashi. That's only by. No. I'm sorry. But you ask him stam in the Gemara. Don't do that. Stam in the Gemara. Chel kamam parav hamishunu. By the case of the by the what's it called? By the glol and ma'asam mishuna. That's her mashma. Do you have a mukmin b'kotayu b'ada nicha? Right, because Gemara over there want to bring the raya. From Behemish Tilla Glolim, Mechaikis, and Judah says Nezek Sholem, and Glolim says Chatzi Nezek, and wanted to say that Mechaikis was Yeshado, Ainado. When I said no, some at one time, and they're arguing, Mechal, the book is similar to Rabbanon, whether or not, sure is Chatzi Nezek, Nezek Sholem, the Gemara of Mishunu, Hamishunu, the Grashi, and they're glad with Glolim, so told the Karenu, and therefore what? Where the Gemara's Kashi is. If the Gemara's kash is, how could you say that they're arguing, Beplukta, their blaza, they're similar to Rabbanon, and say it's talking about Chod Zimna? It's Mishunah, it's Mashma Zotaisis, that the first option that the Gemara gave, Mechlekes is in Rav Shaila, whether we say Yeshidol Teres or not, could work. So you see that Mechlekes, you know, Mishunah is the only problem on the Gemara's Dechia. Of the raya, but on if you hold like that, mechlekes is by the yayin, mechlekes is whether heishin letzairis. Then we say that it makes sense. The fact that mishunah is fine, it's mishunah. So you see that the shaila rabba can be talking about mishunah. This is a very stark kasha. You know, all these questions, really kashas and Rashi in the lishna basra, the Rashi learns are talking about. Talking about that's Orchei, because I'm at Orchei. Right? So Rashi knows, the Taisa is going to tell us, okay, it means by both. So therefore, okay, everything's good. The Gemara Shalom by both. And Rashi, you don't get the impression that Rashi is giving you that option that it means both. Rashi is other. Either it's talking about Shani V'ayid, or it's talking about Orchei. So these questions are really very difficult on Rashi. Rashi learns, Rashi seems to be in favor of that pshat. The shayla is by Orchei, and how does he learn? This is like this last kash of Tais and kash from Rashi. It's very difficult. Not by Rav Al Yedei Shino, but the value of Boile, Yeshdo, Alav, Yeshdo, Betzeres, Kirchayu, Tamad Yeshino Yeshado, Vikarado, Bekarin Ksiva. Yen Hado, Kirchayu, Gamad Yeshino Yen Hado. Idea hada, we have a tefei michi orchei. There was a taisvus that Mechlokes Shailos by both. If the Yesh Hada B'tzrayus K'rachayu, Gamla Deshina Yesh Hada. Dikra Hada Mekaren K'sir. Therefore, if there's going to be Hada by Tzrayus, it doesn't make sense to say there shouldn't be Hada by Mishona. Okay, Dikra Hada is by Karen. So why shouldn't there be Hada? Why shouldn't there be Hada by Karen? V'yein Hada L'chiyor Chayu Gamla Deshina Yen Hada.
What's the
story? The idea that we have a tfei mechiorchei. Like Rashi Svar the whole time. Meaning, on the side of Ein Hada, by Orchei. Right? And as Tais learned, that's right, the Shail is Zichah by Orchei. But Narvos, it's going to be the same thing by Karen. So what's the side Ein Hada? Why? Because L'chayr means and it does because it's already Orchei. Like Rashi's Taina. If that's true, Zok Taisvis. So Meila, by Karen also, we're not going to say that it's going to pay Nezik Shalim because it's Orchei. Now Hadad just makes it Orchei. But even when it's Orchei, pays Chatzin Nezik. Even when it's Orchei, pays Chatzin Nezik. Because it's Shairus. Or it's Herman Parents. Mashbesh countries. The boy, the Yesh Hada, the Shaykh look at Mechir Chayu. Chida Avorche, Mali Pam Meshayin, Mali Pam Mervias. Vav Perchu. Kim Nidami Rachman Al Karen, Chatzinez, the Shaykh Abay Hada. Tais sounds like it's because I'm really reading Lashon HaGemar, right? The Karen Damino, like Tais focusing on Gemara Karen Damino. Since we're Medam with the Karen, Chatzin Ezek, so Kilo Chayitz Limud from Karen that if there should be Yesh Hada, the Limud from Karen it sounds like. Since it's Daim with the Karen in the fact that it's Chatzin Ezek, so therefore there should be, even though it doesn't have the Svar of Hada, that it's making it a mu'id, but seif kaseif, that it's done, that it's chatzin nezek. Which is interesting, because the chayra, see, in the Rebbe Peretz, I don't know if he said this nusach, I think the Rebbe Peretz was the mu'id the whole time, like mech teisi na, why shouldn't it be hayda by tzrayus? Who cares if it's if it's orchei? Meaning, but the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, Hare Laman Damar Palganiskum Amaina. Yeah? Palganiskum Amaina. Which means, it's Tam Shar. Huh? It's Lab Bechaz Kashimur Kain. The best we should pay Nezek Shalom, I'm paying Chatzin Nezek. Right? And still we say, there's a thing called Heida. Right? Even though Chariz Orchei, Chariz Orchei, Stam is Lab Bechaz Kashimur Orchei. Elamai Lukhaira, you see from there that the Yisoid, and this could be the Guf of Machlaik, but I don't know how Rashi learns over there. The Yisoid of Machlaik is over there is what is Hada doing? Is Hada Geras HaKasuv to go from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalom? Right? Hare, there are dinim in Hada, it's not just to make it Orchei. Right, it has to be in front of the shore, it has to be this. The halach is about the hadah. They're trying to point this out. The din hadah, the chur is not stam kipshutai to make it into orchei. Hare the halachas. Those halachas don't make sense. That if it's just that you should know it's orchei, and now we see it's orchei, you gotta take care of it, then all the halachas of warning does not, chur don't make sense. Bottom line, end of the day, after three times, come to the guy, and he doesn't warn him each time, come to the guy and say, you know, you're sharp enough to get three times, because it's a wild animal, so you got to take care of it, right? So, Elamai, you see the Adinim in the Adinim in the Adah. The Adinim in the Adah could be a different halacha. So it's the Chastam to go from the Chatzin Ezek to Nezek Shalom. It's not that I'm making it Orchei. So that's the Chayot Tais in my parents' home. But Rashi holds no. If you say Rashi doesn't talk with those halachas, Rashi holds that the idea of the Hadah is to make it Orchei. Just as I really don't know how Rashi is going to understand that halacha of stam, if it's palgnis, because That's orche. Because you have to say it for Rashi that even though because shima kaimi enough to make this mammon, but it's not enough. That is not mamish orche. Even Rashi, already Torah did. Yeah, Torah is chasala, right? Torah did say it's chatzi nezek. Why? So you could say, okay, some Torah is chasala. The first time offender. Okay, it could caught him by surprise. So Torah is hadrachmanis on him. But you could say if you Rashi. So if it's not as orche as regal and Karen after three times, so Mela, Rashi understand it's enough orche to be mammon, but it's not enough orche that enough orche to be mammon, not enough orche that the hadah, we can't say that the yisoid of the hadah is to make it and oh now it's very orche and that's why pain has a shalom because now it's very orche and the Rashi doesn't came by regel when it's orche to begin with. There's no tzad not that shouldn't be the shayach hada.
It's supposed to be
mechalik
between orche and hada.
What?
Supposed to be mechalik between being something more and being something more of
it. Taisus? I mean,
he's saying that something could be normal, not necessarily pay as a shayach, or is he saying that it's a dovah?
Taisus is saying that being a mu'ud has nothing to do with becoming a rechay. Being a mu'ud is becoming a mu'ud. It's a parasha mu'ud in the Torah. It's a parasha mu'ud that tam pays chatzin nezek, and a mu'ud pays nezek shalom. That's a parasha mu'ud. Okay, look more right there. So the Gemara wanted to say, they know it's chatzin nezek, and that's a machlekin. But about this Karen, therefore it's magufay. Shani bla yai, shani bla yai. So the Gemara says, and there's one point. Then again, the Rashi over here says, what's the case? What does Rashi say the case is? Going to zarg a kelav and chelos biyadai al gadish. Rashi says the case is they threw it. Whereas Rashi and Amar Aleph, which we said that when the Mitzvah Gemara is really repeated, when Amar Aleph, there Rashi says, the Shinui was, he took it in its mouth, but they vowed to put it down. So that's Chayr's theory in Rashi's. So the Maram Shif wants to answer, based on Rashi later, Rashi found on the page. And Rashi found on the page has a theory of Belazar. Because the blood that we're about to see says, "Hamish Atila Golem Lisa." Rudu says, "Mishalom Nezek Shalom." Blood says, "Chatzin Nezek."
Let's talk about regular, and this is done making.
Can you give me a chance to read the Gemara and read the Rashi before you like ask me on what Rashi's going to answer? So Gemara says. As we saw, the Gemara says, "One say that's a machloekah as well, that yesh dalitzrayis and dalitzrayis." Now, so Rashi says, "The chayr is tira blazer, mikashin the blazer blazer." Well, Amar nezek shalim, bitzrayis, gabi kelev, shenot al charara, v'alchitani chatzin nezek. So Rashi has a problem over here. Blazer says, "Tzrayis is chatzin nezek." Over there we say, Tzrayris is Nezek Shalim. There we say, the case is Tzrayris, by the Kaddish, the case is Tzrayris, and pay Nezek Shalim. So, Rashi, Valkar Chayid Leel, Mukminon, Kidu Kimna, Bereisha, Kidishon, Ibegacheles. We put the Rav Tarfim v'Rabbanon uvimokam gacheles v'loy b'shar ha'gadish. Hold the Shani Rava Ben Rablaz Ben Rabbi. Some consider like the Chuya Yehuda Chamatchi. Zok Rashi that Al Karchach Gemara, like Gemara said before, talking about who Shani. Shani Bar Yair. The case is we're talking about Malka Magachalas. They put it down in Oifen of Shinoi, and it's not Treiris. And when we're talking about Malka Magachalas, and Malka Magachalas, Yechayiv Alts Karen.
It's not Treiris.
The Malka Magachalas, says Rashi, is pure Karen, because it's talking about it was a Shinoi, and he placed it on the Gaddish. And we're not talking about the burning of the rest of the Gaddish. The place where you put it, that's not Treiris.
It's not Treiris.
That's not Treiris. And therefore, one second. And therefore, Reb Elazar says, like a paraffin, Karen, b'chotz ha-nezik, pays nezik shalom. Shankin over here, we're going, that is Treiris, Atila Golem is Treiris. So then, Reb Elazar's Maida, that it's chatzi nezik. That's at Rashi's first heretz, the shame, Rabbi Yisrael.
How does he understand if he how he had to answer Rabbi Safi? We told Gadish was by Karen, not Tzairis.
What?
How did he answer Rabbi Safi by being good from an Aliyah if the whole Gadish was by Karen, not Tzairis?
I understand. Gemara is not being paid to Rabbi Safi.
Gemara
is not being paid to Rabbi Safi, according to this. Now,
the
Gemara is not being paid Rav Asafik. Now, Dr. Maram Shif, the Meila could be. Now, Rashi himself is Divim Shat. Rashi himself says, Ubeine Nira, Mach Milz, Ubeine Mishdil Gol, and Mamrain Inu, Rabbi Yehuda Garcinon. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a member of the Amorayim, Rablaz Hain, Rablaz Ben Pedas. So Meila, by fiction, they're of the Blazer, and they're a Blazer. It's a different person, mistaken identity. Okay? Then he brings around an initial right to this, and an advarim, a barchina of lame, reviewed the Allah, the Sumchis, a Blaz Lach, a Rabbanon, meet a nine inu, hech a barchina, and hachi, ain't that tenoim lachal galoshin zet? Tenoim don't argue in other machlegs of other tenoim. It's Amorayim, the Gemara would say that they should argue in the Machlokes of the Amorayim. Back upon him, so it's Hupshat ben Rashi, right? Rashi says that whether or not we're talking about Tzairis. So Rashi, shame, the first Pshat is saying it's not Tzairis, it's Malkum Gachalas. Malkum Gachalas is not Tzairis. That's what Rashi says. Now, Fizeh, if that's the case over there, so that's Zoktim Ram Shif. So that's really the two Rashis. Again, everything is awkward in these Rashis because Rashi says himself back and forth on the dock. But they say that Rashi is going with fear of Yisrael. They learn it's Malkum HaGachalas. That's a Rashi says you placed it, it was all the Oshini, placed it on it. And Rashi Bayas is going like his own Pshat, the Bet Sem, it is Treiris, and yet, Reb Elazar holds, and yet, Reb Elazar has no problem holding that Tzairis that Tzairis is Nezik Shalom like a Ptarfin. That's basically Maram Shif's Mahalach. Even L'Chaira is very difficult, like that in Rashi, because just the way Rashi quoted the whole Gemara, Rashi quoted the Mishnah, Rashi explained, Rashi brought down the case of the Charara, the case of the Gaddish. So when Rashi stole back the Mishnah, what did Rashi say? Achra nezik shalom, nain ushein. Adlog is God, ish habit tzrayris, dein el kaychay. Shemini acham, agachelas. Shemini acham, agachelas. Shemini acham. Agachelas goes by itself. So therefore, Rashi's mashma that weighs long gepshutay, as we discussed with Taisvitz, right? We're talking about the Malkum Gachalas or not. Rashi says the man that is mishmchitz, the Rashi calls him a man that is mishchitz. The male of the whole god is mishchitz. That's right. Bad makom mechalas. Okay, if Rashi comes out with the whole god is, then mechayra. That means talking about tzeres. So how can Rashi turn around and say, oh, he's talking about he placed it in the oifen of shinoi, and it's doing makom mechalas, and therefore it's not a case of tzeres. It's very difficult. The sheet is pshat over here is really along the same lines, but it's not less difficult. The Shin Gimbetzis over there brings down from Gilyan, who wants to answer Rashi, that there's a, even though we have the Gears of the Gemara, that's right, it's Kruchayu. Ben Rablaz, Ben Chum Kisumchis, as we explain Rashi Nam Bey's answers, like he explains. By Pirish Kulam Krabanon, Nimr Blazar, Old Gabbai Godim Shal Mezik Shalom, Old Gabbanon by Sumchis, and Kay, Tifshit, Dain Shinui, Mavi Nezik, because the Chum say, the Chum Old Gabbanon, Chatzi Nezik, and they say, Ain Shinui, and they say, Chatzi Nezik, obviously, if it's talking about Shani, then it's, should be Revi Nezik, like Rashi said. So we don't want to get involved with that if we say it's talking about Evan Holds like the Rabbanon. Evan Holds like Sumchus. So he says, V'yesh Purush Mecherim, Shekosh Lebehem, Valkoch Rabbanon Tzfil. Some had the Girsa, not like the way Rashi wanted the Gemara to say. Instead of saying Evan Holds like Sumchus, there's Nezik Shalom. Okay, Evan Holds Rabbanon, it's Chatzi Nezik. And nearly, says the Gilyan, the Eisen Perushim, even Rashi Lefarish, Shani Mecheles, Shenicha Bepiv, Lai Pirish and Zarek Bepiv, Shenanocha Bepiv, Avishinui, Rabbi Karen, Kimish Shloi Zarko, Vizrik Avitzreris, Anocha Deshinui, Rabbi Karen, Velay Tzreris, Hilkoch, Kivin Rabbi Karen, Yachlizbar, Reblazib Tzreris, Kirchaya, Kirabana, Yisumchis, Mishalim Chatzinezek. Everyone holds, in other words, if we're not talking about Tzreiris, then everyone can hold. That would be another cheshbon, that we're not, another gain that we have. Yeah, that we're not talking about Tzreiris. We're talking about regular Karen. We're talking about Mokim HaGachalas. Then we could afford to say that everyone holds in Rabbanu. In other words, Rashi is bending over backwards to explain the Girsa, everyone holds like Sumchis. But if we have the Girsa, like some hat, everyone holds like Rabbanon, then Faket. So if the Gilyan, therefore Rashi has to explain that we're talking about that's not Tzreiris. Therefore, because we don't want to bring the Raya from to Ravashi Shaila. And therefore, we're talking about not Tzreiris, the Makom HaGacheles, that's what Rashi explains, we're talking about the. As he put it down, now he threw it to avoid the Tzreiris problem. But again, that's we have the same problem. And then also because Rashi, okay, Rashi is going with the Girsa that everyone holds like Sumchus, right? So it's very difficult to say that Rashi throws in. And Shani, that it was a put it down, and it's the Makom HaGacheles, because there is a Pesachita and the Rishayim that learned to have the Girsa. Oh, everyone holds it like Rabbana, and Rashi doesn't have that Girsa. He mentions the Girsa, he just says it the way it is. Then it's a little bit odd that Rashi would bother to say something, explain that Shita, which he never even mentioned, that it exists, and like, you know, just like Derech Agav just throws that out for you, that you should figure it out, that, you know, it's going to work somehow. So again, as I said, both of the pshatim are very difficult, but the common denominator in both of them is that Rashi on Amud Aleph, for some reason, wants the case to be a case of Shani without Tzreiris, and therefore it's only going to be Makom HaGacheles, because then it's not Tzreiris. Either like that pshat all the way with Stirin Blazer, does the Blazer hold Gemtarifin or not? Does the Blazer hold that as well as all by Treiris, I'm sorry, as well as all by Treiris, it's Chatzi Nezek or not. As well as all by Treiris, Chatzi Nezek or not. They were saying that he owes Nezek Shalom, he was saying Treiris, Chatzi Nezek. When it's Shonim. So therefore, we say they were not talking about Treiris. Or, because we want to explain why the Gemara could even be going the Fidir Banan. And now the Gemara says it's going with Yisumchis. Rashi explains why it's going with Yisumchis, but otherwise you have Kippayish of Ashi Shaila. If it's not talking about Tzairis, obviously you can't be Kippayish of Ashi Shaila. So my Yeshinui, the Tzairis, the Vienezek. If it's not Tzairis, then Alts is fine of oil. Okay. Right. So the Gemara, if you want to say, you want to bring Reb Tarfon over here. The boss holds Reb Tarfon. The Gemara, Eim Mishamalei Reb Tarfon Nezik Shalom, Guf Mishamalei. Hooray, we saw in the Braisa, they're both the Rebosa and the Bonon. Assumption of the Gemara was both in the Pain Nezik Shalom, but they both pay Megufai. So you want to marshal Reb Tarfon, very nice. So he pays Nezik Shalom, how he knows me. The Gemara, the Abba Min, Lez Knidon. The time less they die, because it is less than die, and the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, they die. Trash. Mech, Gemara, I said, what happened to Mishnah Chatzin Nezik? The Kerem Shrap, Parash Masisim. Hilkoch, the Abba Min, Lez Knidon. Malal, Megufat Kam, Megufay. The time less they die. This they die, or they shall not have seen as a carriage, which is a rabbin. But if you don't have a carriage, it's a rabbin. If carriage is a rabbin, it's high, it's a college game, carriage is a nizik, and bets him is die. You should only pay it's a kalbachim, right? Shame regal, it's a bunch of shram, it's high, it's a nizik, carriage is a shram, sure it's high, it's a nizik, but even the carriage is high, it's a shram, it's only a chazin nizik, how do you know how we get the nizik shalom? There it is. In other words, Chayr is a problem of Da'ayay. Teretz is a problem of all of Da'ayay. And since you have a Kavachayim can begin as a Kshalim. Teretz says, no. That's only when, if you say Da'ayay is no Kavachayim. Because to learn out, Chatzin Nezek, there's no difference between Shram and Shnezek. Karen, Shai, Shnezek, Chatzin Nezek, you don't need Kavachayim. Also says Karen doesn't say, and where it happened, it's Bashi Chayav Chatzin Nezek. If we're making Kavachayim. That from Shem Regal is Chayim. It's Bob Shram Chayim Shem Nizik. Herein is Chayim Shem Chalkesh Chayim Shem Nizik. They must be telling me something extra. It's Kal Bachayim. Hainu Nizik Shalim. Oh. So Melo, that's why we're not worried about Dayim. Okay, so the Gemara, Megabe, the Prat of Megufay, we could all live Dayim. Because we have validation for the Kal Bachayim. Kal Bachayim is Mechadish to me in Nizik Shalim. A male, a linian, the gufay, or tarif is made with the concept of dayoy, if you're learning it out from Kamish Rabim, then the Kalvachaymer can't be machayiv you more than the Malamid is machayiv you, which is Kamish Rabim, which only pays the gufay. Therefore, Shanizik, who pays the Sholem, can only be the gufay. Okay, looks like I'm hanging up in the city. Tashima. Mahema. Unless it's because of, late night in Marona, I don't know. Tashima. Mahema Shatila. I don't know which one is not, which one would be down the cup's close. Mahema Shatila. I'm sorry, Gufa. Rally. Like we go through every single shayla comes up, and marshals this poor Bryce over here. Ella, hit a salgadaituch. The machlok is whether it's mood or not. Rather, it's mood. Ella hit this v'hitis. My love going to have the tosses zimni. Baka mitzvah. Masav eshda. Masav enda. No, like Gemara said, Eloi b'chad zimni. Book this for the banan. The b'chal argue whether Treiris pays Nezik Shalom or Chatzin Nezik. Rashi. Karim, the minimal where he's actually doing this Rashi ready. Difficult Rashi. On the shunu, b'chatzin Nezik, and Mishalom, Karim, or Dilma, the karaki of the urche, all the regal he, the urche, urchehu, as a gemotz, the lochazinez, the mishal, the mishalemes, Hilko, Zuedos, the Vema da, Harris, Pashtas, his rash is going like his ikashita, which seems to be learning more shahs to urche, and not like if Abram wants to learn, this rash is going with Mishunna, and the end of the rash is. Being a rash, but not the same. Anyway. That's more about it. Tosh, my bench is still going to Lisa. Who's the Oyem Mishal Nez Mishal? If those are in the Chazinez, my love is going to the Ovid. Tosh is in the Rock and Mifflin. Master, there's a master of Ainda. Play the Chazin, the book is a bottom. A Mifflin. The Grash. No rash. Well, Heinrich Strikes. Kaika. Gemara, so that's with Machlekes, it's trying to be Yayid. Sorry, it was not trying to be Yayid, it was Yayid. Dog with Lossus Emni. Welcome to the Masav Yeshda, Masav Enada. And Gemara, Loi, Bechad Zemni, and they're arguing, how would the Shari's pay them to show them or not? But Gemara, Mishunu. How Mishunu? Therefore, what? And I got the blow, and Lisa told the Karen he. So therefore, how can you say that? What? How can you say the machlekes simchas over here applies? If the simchas is going to be nezek shalom, or it's carrot? It's carrot. Can it pay the chatzin nezek? What?
But it's
tzreiris. I it's tzreiris.
What? Simchas is not about tzreiris.
You said. Rashi holds. Rashi holds, yeah. So no, Meyer's really asking for a good point though, right? Rashi holds. Okay, we have 100 series in Rashi, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if Rashi and Zion and Beis, yeah. Rashi and Zion and Beis. Like Chazir Noi Ba'ashba, Rashi said it's told the regel. It's called Tzoriris. It's told the regel. And Rashi on the Rif explained the side of the Gemara that. It's out of the Gemara of told the regel. Gemara Rav Safik. Karen the Mina told the regel. Rashi also seems to say that all Tzoriris is told the regel. By definition, the Hilchasa of Tzoriris is that it's told the regel. At the Gemara, the Pasha Gemara on Gimel on Beis, there is no Tzoriris of anything else. So what's the Gemara's problem? If all Tzoriris is regel. So what's the Gemara's big problem with Mishunu? Rashi says it's Karen, and therefore it should be Nezek Shalom. If Tzoriris by definition is a told of regel, Simkein, so why can't Simchis, who says that there's no parasha? Oh, maybe that's the answer. I'm going to say, why is it a problem of Simcha saying there's Nezek Shalom? I just thought of an answer. So if you go not like a Baruch Beh, if you go like the Rosh and the Ben Peretz and Pashas of the Gemaras all over the place, that Simchis doesn't need a Lacha Moshe Mesinai. Like the Gemara says, Bishlam Mesumchis Kaicha Gegufay. Ella fi rabbanan manushak gufei Ella alach meshesina. It's mash b'simchus. You don't need alach meshesina. So fi simchus. If this is mishuna, then the whole shtick that Rashi says obviously is only going to rabbanan. That's the answer to Maya's question. The whole Rashi that said that. Sure, is regel. That's in Rabbanan. All right, but that's because the Alchemist Shasina tells me that there's a new parish of Shreiris, and no matter which mazik it is, it's regel. That's the chiddush of the Alchemist Shasina. It's part of the chiddush. Yeah, but Sumchis never bought in over there. Sumchis never had that tzad. Sumchis never had that tzad. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says we can't say Mishun and Rashi says. Very clear, told the car. And therefore, if he's Sumchis, he can't be Nezek Shalom. Like the Gemara, and the Gemara is Dachliyam. Nochli Alma. Rashi, Shemez Moka in Tsar, Ela Moka in Mosul, Michal, Micheloi Lanos Askina, says Rashi. It's not Mishona, because it's stuck. Yeah? Mishona, because it's not Derek Lahatabal Manisa. It's got a little more manners than that. But if it's stuck, you gotta do what you gotta do. So Meila, you're going with Michal Shellis. It's got diarrhea. It says, is the diarrhea, so it just does it. Ilan Asa. Oh, Mishloi Ilan Asa is getting right. Rashi, you're going, Mishal Shellis. Ilan Asa told the Shani. Ilan Asa told the Shani. Vinir Beina, I know, Mechol Gwal Manasa. But if Allah, Ilan told the Shani, no, Shani Zek Gufa, who, Ani Tzeres Nin. So Chayra, that we had before, Tlu Shani and Rashi, are both saying that the parsha of Tzoreh was not said by Shane. With the first lashon holds that if it's told the Shane, if it's Gesha, it's Hanol Azeka, told the Shane, then it would pay Nezek Shalom. Because it's not, because if it's a Kerech HaGufay, you don't have the Halacha Meshumah Sinai telling you pay Chatzin Nezek. And the parsha of Tzoreh wasn't said, was only said by Regel. Second Shai says, no, Chol Tol's Golem is Hanah. He has a Noyim, it's Mashal Shul, so that's Hanah. But yet, it's not told to Shane, because the Shane is Eke the Gufu, Mahani Tzoreh's Ninu. It's not told to Shane because it's Tzoreh's. The Hainu, Lechaira, this stem is Lechaira Rashi, Zayin and Beis, that Tzoreh is always, by definition, Regel, and not Shein. That's why Chazan Bashba, you know, there is an has the Tanoim of Shein, but it's not Shein. Vader Mipar Kama, Tim the Peres Anasan, I'm told the Shein. Hanukash is Galgalang, Lev Susan Chamari, Shkolen Bolter. As we said, that this Rashi is very important. Look at the Rashi over there. Even the Rashi over there says, talking about that, you roll in the thing. But it's not like the sheet over there that says, Rashi Mishans, the reason why it has to be talking about that is because you're not having enough in the Hezit. Rashi here tells me, here Rashi is Megal to me, it's not what he meant over there. What he meant over there, because otherwise the problem of Tzairis, not because otherwise the problem of Shane. So we have the Rashi Mishans and Rashi both learn. The case of Tim Papere is talking about when you roll in it, but for different reasons. Rashi Mishan says then because you have to have enough from the pair from the hazard, you have enough from the pair saving Mazik. And Rashi learned the problem is because it's Tzoreh. There's no Tzoreh by Shane. So Tuma told of Shane has to be he rolled in the pairs.
Doesn't he say over here is told of Shane because he's got a boy?
Rashi says told the shame because it's goofy, not tired.
That's
the same as Rashi Nav Gimel.
Is this the same as Rashi Nav Gimel?
No.
Why?
Because Rashi over here is coming off what he just said that it's not shame, but by that Paul's blom is not shame because it's tired. Not because you're not having enough from the Paris, it's because it's tired. And Tzoreh is the reason why Hashem is Gufoy, not Tzoreh. And therefore Rashi says you have to be rolling it because then it's Gufoy, not Tzoreh. It's very clear in Rashi. There's no two ways to understand this Rashi, I don't think. When you saw Rashi in Gimel, you know, Pashas, you would have gone the other way. But once you have Rashi in Yiches, I think there's no issue anymore. Open a cut check. Open and shut case. Still sick. Okay. Now. Okay. Toshima. Tanya Becheskel. Tanya Becheskel. Hanu Reishai. Sorry. Lame me vidu alokha. Some of us will blame me vidu alokha. Bonan. 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 Gufa Tana, Gufa Damien, a funny Svara. Since it was part of the Guf, that's why it's called Gufa, even though it's still Kaicha. remains gufa, you know, as it's healed, it's gufa itself. It's gufa itself. It's not like the animal, it's not the kayak of the animal, it's the animal itself. I mean, what would happen if a limb, yeah, the limb fell off? Yeah. What? Spat? You wonder if we have the same happening. Why? Saying why is spit different than glowing?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? It's good time. Why is spit different than glowing? And that's not me. It's only happening. It's not my son. It's not the same happening.
Glowing is just mato glowing. Spit has to like.
No, because it's. No. What I'm understanding, Rashi, is what's the kamash one? Yeah. Mashmo, it's not part. It's not part of gufay, right? It was ton. It was something in his group. It was gufay. That's why I asked. What about the case of the arm? It lost the leg, lost an arm, and that and that damage. Is that going to be gufay? Is that going to be kaiach?
Like if someone's
down
with
the gufay, what? Okay, but sure. But it was gufay though. So sure, it's gufay. Yeah, it's not like Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the begufay tana lo kigufay dam. Kamashma, no. The fact it was tana begufay doesn't make a gufay. Feeling Rashi kamashma is that since it left the gufay, that's what's not gufay anymore. Well, what is the kamashma of Rashi? Yeah, stop shot in Rashi. Rashi says the happening was that since it's begufay tana, kigufay dam. Kamashma, what? What's the kamashma? It's carrying it.
Just his car.
Thank you. The question is, what changed? Which nakud did change from the happening? That the fact that it was torn makes it not gufay, or the fact that now it left the body, so now it's not gufay anymore. It was gufay, but now it's not gufay anymore. You say what? Out what?
Okay. You said once there was a stream of body.
That's a different. That's something else. That's not what Rashi is. Not what I was saying. But Rashi said it was a svara that since it was tana, it was gufay. Saying that it was happening even if it's not attached. Oh, gets it. The nafmin would be if it's walking in and lost the leg on the way and it banged into something. Maybe that would be the shaila. No, even though that's a gufay, can't say it's not gufay. Right? I think the maskon of Rashi is that the fact that it was taught, it, still it's not gufay. Now that's why I don't understand it. I don't understand this far. Who cares if it was gufay? But Maisa right now, it's not being maskon gufay. Gufay is the animal. The ganz chaps from the cow. The
fact is, why should it be gufay?
100%, I agree with you, but I don't think Rashi is saying that. I think Rashi all that is, but that it is called gufay. Because I think the kamash one of Rashi is. That the fact that it's tongue doesn't make a difference. Right, we'll talk later. Toshimat, honey, we're going to remember Cheskatan, Treasure Reshoi, Bab, and Sukhis, talk about Shabbat, Sham Katinez, the Gomer Gezer, and Merab, Sus. The son of a Hamash and Nova, she was a Kalim, Sham Katinezik, my left brain. The Ovad plus of Zimni, but Nufi Masavish, the other Masavin and the Khad Zimni, who listens to Rabbana. The old go-to. Shunu this way, Bezran, the Grash. So, what's the case over here? He stuck his head into it, and it made noise, and it broke. Nachmasa calls his Ash. Sus, Shetzon of Shivaka, Mukail, I found it, Sarah's name of Mukail. So what's machlekes? Oh, what's the machlekes is whether yesh lo teres or not. Gemara goes through, you know, obvious teres. Again, every time we have a problem, just bring in symbols in Rabbanon, that even though it's about the teres, it's not shini b'teres, still there's a side of the shown because of something. Gemara again, on the shunu, and the gemara disu bezran. Zok Rashi, the shunu tana goes in the kai b'kli. Shunu b'bezrani, sheish zoi m'kli. The urchei l'achnis, rei shoi b'sai chai v'lechol. Kim the urchei. So here I had a bit of a discussion. When the Gemara answers that there are seeds in the clay, so it stuck its head into the clay in order to get the food. And then while it's there, it made some noise. So
the noise
is like
oh, very good. So the question is over here, do we have a right from this Gemara that I know motivation, or at least if you had a know from the mice that you did, yeah, He had enough, at least from the Ma'aseh. He didn't have enough from the Hezek. So Chayra, at first glance, this Gemara will be a Raya, not like the Rash Mishantz. Oh, but I'm hearing a murmuring over here. Is this shame? She means the answer is a shame. I think that's what he's asking.
Yeah.
So Chayra, the answer is that no, maybe the Rash Mishantz will learn that it's not shame. It's Urche, meaning it's Regel. In other words, it starts out with shame, but ends up being Regel. Because while it's there, it's there to make noise. While his head is in the thing, it makes noise. So Mela, they're going to have to learn that it's Regel, not Shein. That's going to be the answer for the Rash Mishantz.
But every Hanun-driven thing starts with Shein.
No, because it doesn't remain with Shein. That's the question. The question whether it remains with Shein.
Hanun-driven is never ends up with Shein. That's the whole point.
No, not true. It ends up with Shein. No, it's Shein. Tosis says Noiv Ba'ash for Shein.
Because Tosis says he's getting enough from the front.
No, it's not what he says. Not what he says. Don't misquote Tosis. Thank you. Forgive him this time. What does Tosis say?
I don't know.
Look at Tosis. What does Tosis say? Oh, what does this guy want from me?
I don't know.
Fly by him or leave me alone, you know. Now, but tonight, when it's not locked by him, you have to say what he says. It only broke the locked by him, it's only put on locked by him. The Rush has a problem. The Rif doesn't bring down this whole Shaila. You have a whole black Gemara, murder Gemara, drive him crazy for four days. And the Rif just Kalei Haya, just like ignores the whole book, understand why, right?
It smiles like the Rosh.
Exactly.
If I was the Rif, I was gonna
ignore. I must admit. But anyway, yeah.
Like I know what.
Okay, anyway, so the Rosh is the problem with the Rif. Why does the Rif choose to skip the whole Gemara?
He misses it.
What?
He misses that?
He doesn't
care about it?
He just doesn't care. Rav Alphys lehevi hachbaya. No, sorry, where are we? Yeshada. Tamech. Rav Alphys lehevi hachbaya the Rava. You just like ignore the whole Gemara? Question is, that's very nice. The Rif, the Rambam, Kidua. Does bring down shailas that aren't nageya halacha. Where we have plenty of Rambams in Tyrus, plenty of Rambams in Kachin, plenty of Rambams in Zroya. Ram doesn't take this sheet of the Rif. Yet the Rambam also doesn't bring down the shaila. Oh. So my son, did I see the Miri? The Tosfos Miri?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So the Miri over here is very, very interesting. And you know, we're hacking the whole time. What exactly is a shaila? What exactly is a gemara shaila? So, you know, on the tzadik, yeshina litzrayim. If it's taka shana v'yayin, if it's taka karen, we have dukum rashi, ahin, dukum rashi, aher. But if it's urche, and for sure it's not karen, karen daminon. Etc. All the various pshatim, one big headache. But the Meiri seems to have a whole different approach to the whole sugya. Fascinating approach, but a very simple, simplistic approach.
One second.
What?
You could have taken a page out of the
risk, but
you skipped everything.
Tzair is kfar biarnu, shehem tayloda shal regya, shalom and aliyah, alit b'shus harabim, ma'ata. Says the Mir, we already established Stamanat Gimel that Shreir is told of Regel, the Shalom and Aliyah. Yeah?
Sure.
The lifter, which is a rabbin. That's the Gemara of Gimel. It says, Toliseyim, Lav Kyaitzebehem, is talking about Tzrayris. But the Gemara is, why is it called Tol of Regel? The Gemara gives two answers. I just said that. Shalom and Aliyah, but the part which is Rav. Ma'ata, says the Meiri. Ein behem hadah. You listening? Ma'ata, says the Meiri. Ein behem hadah. Sha'af al-pi she'tiza kampanim, ein el-chatsi nezik. She'en hadah el-o b'machabin l'hazik u'karen v'toldaisa. V'chein. Tisa Tzral Deshinoi, Einoi Mishinoi Shana Zedin, Katsa Nezga Bein Nezeg. Yirvashi Shaila of Ashinoi Tzrayris. Why? Elish Kol Shem Tzrayris, Kedanka Mishal, Katsa Nezeg. Mitaris Tzrayris Menaliyah, Vachal Katsa Nezeg. The Meiri is Mashma, that all these Shailas is one Shaila. And all these shailas, Be'etzem, the Gemara of Gimel and Beis, was Paishet then. Because all these shailas is one shaila. All the shailas is one shaila. Is Tzrayris. Is Tzrayris. Even when it's Orchei. Even when it's Orchei. Is Tzrayris Regel or is Tzrayris Keren? Memela, that's why Rav Shaila of Yesh Adol Tzrayris and Adol Tzrayris, that's on Gimel and Beis, the Gemara was ready to machriya that Shaila. Because the Gemara of Gimel and Beis says, you know what? You pay Menaliyah. And you know what? Your partner is just a rabbi. No. The Gemara of Gimon Bey does not discuss Hadar. The Gemara of Gimon Bey says two things. Aliyah and partner is just a rabbi. Thank you, Ari. It's coming around. So says the Meiri, once we know that, we know everything. Once we know that, then there's no, this whole Amud Gemara, delete. The whole Amud Gemara. And the Ravashi Shaila of Yeshino Tzoraz Rin Ezek, that's only by Karen. What Shaykh by Rego? So in other words, the Miri seems to be saying that whether it's Chayvish Rab, whether it's Menaliyah, whether it's Yesh Adol Tzoraz, whether it's Yeshino Tzoraz, is all one Shaila. And since in the Gimel and Beis, we are Peshit, that it's Regel, not Karen, and Cain, all these Gemaras are obsolete, and we could say, maybe that's why the Rif and the Rambam don't bring it down.